I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our time of really enjoying receiving from the Lord. Bread and juice are reminders of His body broken, His blood poured out to wash our sins away. They are the things that show us visible representations, reminders of what Jesus did for me so that I could enjoy a relationship with Him. The cross is the focal point of all of history. It's where my sin was creating a separation between me and a holy God, and God sent His only Son to come down to become a human so that as a human He could take my place. A lamb was a picture in the Old Testament of there needs to be a substitute, but the lamb can't take my place legitimately. Only a person can take my place, and Jesus willingly came and laid down His life for me so that I could enjoy a relationship with Him. He laid down His life for you so that today you could enjoy eternal life, a life lived in relationship with the God who created you, the God who sent His Son to rescue you, to redeem you, who loves you that much. If you've never heard the gospel before, if you've never responded to the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for you because you're a sinner and you need rescue, own that. God, I'm a sinner. I need rescue. Save me. Recognize the only hope for any human is the Lord Jesus Christ. God come in the flesh to die for your sins. Put your trust in Him. Depend on Him completely. Don't say, well, yeah, that's great, that's important, I need that, and I really need to be a really good person, and I'm going to do some things to please God. And it's not Jesus and, it's Jesus or. You're either trusting completely and only in Jesus and what He did for you, or you're trying to add to His finished work. And that only detracts from the beauty, the glory. He doesn't share His glory. You don't get to participate in your own salvation. You get to receive. That's all we are, is recipients of salvation. We don't do our best and He does the rest. We come to Him empty, broken, needy, and say, I got nothing but a pile of steaming, filthy sin. Would you take that? That's the amazing thing. He says, yes, I will take that. I will bear that on the cross. And I will give you, by grace, the free gift of eternal life, relationship with a God who loves you. We don't get to participate in that. We simply receive the gift. We don't earn it. We can't pay it back. We receive it. And it changes us. It changes our hearts. The Holy Spirit comes inside, takes up residence, and we live different because we've been forgiven, not in order to earn anything from Him. Celebrate the gospel. If you've never received the gospel, simply right here, right now, great opportunity. Cry out to Him out loud if you want, in the quiet of your heart, if you're uncomfortable. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I trust in Jesus as my only hope. Save me. Oh God of my salvation. If you're a believer, take bread, take juice, hold that in your hands, reflect on what Jesus did for you, that you are trusting in that and that alone. Once we've all been served as the body of believers in Jesus, we'll take that together.
Father, thank you for sending your only Son. Bear my sin in His body on the tree. Jesus, thank you for gladly, willingly humbling yourself, becoming obedient to your Father, even death on a cruel cross. To pursue relationship with me. Thank you when you cried out, "It is finished." It was paid in full. Nothing I could add that would not detract from the beauty, the glory of what you did there. Thank you that we are simply recipients of your grace, that we receive a good gift from your hand and we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Is his body broken for you? Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean. Drink.